thank you, God, for bringing us here together today. Help us get closer to you through this night of worship. We ask you to help our brothers and sisters in Egypt through this time of persecution. And we ask you to help us find the strength to forgive our Muslim brothers and sisters, and for everyone who brings harm to you and your house.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us all together today in your name. Please, Lord, let us learn to forgive, and let us learn to come closer to you. Please, Lord, strengthen the people in Egypt, and help all those who are sick.
Thank you, God, for everything you have given us. Thank you, God, for allowing us to come here together in your name. Please, Lord, help us remember our brothers and sisters in Egypt. Lord, help us realize that we are really lucky to be here, and help us realize that without you, we really can't do anything. Lord, please take away any anger or hate that we have in our hearts. And please, Lord, let us pray for our brothers and sisters in Egypt, and let us pray for our Muslim brothers in Egypt that they can open their hearts and their eyes and realize that there is only one true way, God. Please, Lord, guide us in everything that we do, in all our actions, our thoughts, and please remember us in everything that we do, Lord. Amen.
Lord, we thank you so much for being here, bringing us all here together. Lord, we ask that you please be with all our loved ones and our brothers and sisters in Egypt. And Lord, help us all over the world to understand that this is all just a test of our faith, and help us help it make our faith stronger and not bring it down. We ask that you please, Lord, remind us that this is a test of loving our enemies and forgiving those who hurt us. Lord, we ask that you please fill us with strength and fill us with joy and rejoicing, because this is a time where we can show our faith to others, especially those who hate us and those who don't know you. We ask that you please be with those who are still in Kenya, those who are recovering. We ask that you please not discourage anyone from doing any more mission work.
Thank you, God, for bringing us all here today. Please help those who aren't able to come this time to come next time. Please help our brothers and sisters in Egypt. Please help us be able to forgive our Muslim brothers and sisters, so you can forgive us in the end. And please be with everybody. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for letting us be able to be here and to gather together to be able to praise your name freely, because we all know that this isn't something that we can do everywhere else in the world. And please, Lord, help those who are in Egypt. And although that the churches are being burned, please, Lord, let their faith not falter, and let them have the strength they need to grow in you and to know that you have a plan for each and every single one of us, O Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of all those who are gathered here today. Please bless them as they have come to praise your holy and blessed name. Hear their petitions and forgive us all our sins. Bring us close to you. Give us the strength to bring each other closer and closer to you, so that we may enjoy a life with you here that continues when we pass on.
Manifest on us. Lord, forgive us for the sake of holy name. Just love.
weeks according to your word. From what eyes I've seen your salvation, you prepared for the face of all peoples, and I can bring in relation to the Gentiles and the glory of people of Israel.
Let's all pray the absolution together. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of our eternal living God, enlighten our minds to understand your life-giving words. Raise us up from the darkness of sin, control the soul, and make us worthy of being set in virtue. When you come to judge the world, grant us to hear your joyful voice saying, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world." O Lord, grant unto us the tenth of God without fear, anxiety, or condemnation. Do not judge us according to our sins, for you alone have loving kindness, long suffering, and great mercy. May you accept these prayers for the intercession of our Lady, the Mother of God, Saint Mary, and all our saints.
Amen. Have mercy upon us, O God.
Have mercy upon us. Put our minds on the prayers of worship before the pride in heaven. O Christ, our good Lord, who is long suffering, abundant mercy, and full of compassion, who loves the righteous, shows mercy to all the sinners, and whom is chief, who does not wish the death of sin, but rather to repent and to live. Call us all men to salvation to the promised forthcoming rewards. O Lord, accept our prayers in this hour and in the hour.
Present our lives to God's act according to commandments. Sanctify our souls, cleanse our bodies, set our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our secrets, and restore sins and divorce from evil.